It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Seth Rogen found out. Apparently, he taught Tom Cruise about this.
I remember going to Tom Cruise's house with Judd several times for hours and hours and hours on end, where many, 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 many weird topics were discussed. And apparently, yeah, I don't have a clear recollection. I told Tom Cruise about the existence of internet pornography, which he was unaware of.
Oh, come on, Tom. You knew it was there.
Yeah, maybe he was just pretending to not know.
Like, you didn't want to star in Missionary Impossible.
Before telling authorities
movie
mogul...
Come on, that's funny. Can I get a laugh?
It was good. I laughed.
Somebody?
Before telling authorities movie mogul Harvey Weinstein had raped her, his accusers sent emails after the alleged attack welcoming plans to get together, seeking advice, and telling him, "No one understands me quite like you." According to documents filed Friday, the woman had accused Weinstein of raping her in a hotel room in March of 2013. Weinstein's lawyers argue that the emails portray an intimate, consensual relationship, not the aftermath of an assault, noting that the grand jurors should have heard about the exchanges before deciding to indict him this spring. A month after the alleged rape, the woman expressed her appreciation for all Weinstein does for her. A few days later, there was an email saying, "It would be great to see you again." In another email, she says, "I love you, always do, but I hate feeling like a booty call."
Oh, great. So he's less of a monster now.
There are over 400 messages between them, but none of them accuse Weinstein of harming her, according to his attorneys. I don't think it means he's less of a monster. Maybe just with this one girl, there wasn't anything necessarily shady going on. Angelina Jolie shot down rumors that she split from her divorce attorney. There were rumors that a high-powered Hollywood divorce attorney named Laura Wasser was quitting over internal conflicts with Jolie. Someone said that she was, like, impossible to work with.
I believe that.
But a rep for the Oscar-winning actress said the rumors are not true and the two are still working together as Jolie's ongoing divorce with Brad is entering a new phase. And it looks like Demi Lovato has spoken for the first time since her apparent drug overdose. Yesterday, she posted a note on Instagram saying, "I've always been transparent about my journey with addiction. What I've learned is that this illness is not something that disappears or fades with time. It is something I must continue to overcome and have not done yet. I want to thank God for keeping me alive and well. To my fans, I'm forever grateful for all of your love and support throughout this past week and beyond. Your positive thoughts and prayers have helped me navigate through this difficult time. I want to thank my family, my team, and staff who've been by my side this entire time. Without them, I wouldn't be here writing this letter to you all. I now need time to heal and focus on my sobriety and road to recovery. The love you all have shown me will never be forgotten, and I look forward to the day where I can say I come out on the other side. I will keep fighting." And this was my favorite thing of the weekend. Taylor Swift surprised her Toronto crowd on Saturday by bringing native Bryan Adams on stage to sing a duet version of his hit, Summer of 69. Taylor said that she asked him completely last minute if he wanted to come sing.
"You told me it would last forever. Oh, I'm ready to help my
Stop it. All right, we're good.
So good. That's the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex.